No, you can't, Mark. What do you have to do to make sure that... If you're learning how to play football, what do you have to do to make sure that you actually play football? You have to keep your eyes open. Do you have to pay attention? Do you have to pay attention? Do you have to copy? Do you have to look at what people are doing? If you're trying to play the piano, do you not have to watch what the teacher's doing? Can you tell that I don't play the piano? Do you not have to watch what you're doing? Right. Do you know that all of us are copycats? Have you ever been called a copycat? Ever been called a copycat? It's sometimes not much of a compliment, is it? When people call you a copycat, is it a compliment? No, not generally. But you know what? We're all copycats. How many of you guys know how to tie your shoes? How many of you guys can ride a bike? How many of you guys ride a motorcycle? We haven't copied that yet, huh? No? Okay, anyway. How many of you guys know to do really smooth football moves? And karate? Right? Right? How many of you guys can get dressed in the morning? And how did you learn? How did you guys learn to do all those things?
We watched.
You watched, didn't you? Did you watch carefully?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You're very right. You did. You watched very carefully, because that's what being a copycat is.
I can do everything on my own, just not hard things.
You can do everything on your own, except not hard things. Very good. And you learned all those things by copying and watching, didn't you? Right. Okay. And do we copy? Who do we copy? We copy parents. Who else?
The TV.
Absolutely. Teachers. And we copy strangers, don't we? Do we copy strangers? Do we copy celebrities? Who are people that you copy?
I copy my parents.
You copy your parents. Very good. Okay. And why do we copy celebrities? Why do we copy them? Because they're cool, because they're good, because they're cool, because they're talented, right? I'm going to tell you about a time in my life when I was doing lots and lots of copying. There were two times in my life when I remember that I really copied. I copied all the time, every single minute of the day, I have to tell you. See, what had happened is I moved to a different country. I moved to a strange country that had people that were very strange to me, and I didn't know anything about that land, but I wanted to fit in. So you know what I did? I copied the way they dressed. I copied the way they dressed. I copied the way they behaved. I learned how to do everything the way they did it. And I covered my mouth when I laughed. And I learned how to bow. And I learned how to kneel and sit very quietly. And I learned how to eat properly and politely. And I even copy the way they did their hair and their makeup. And did I become very Japanese? I did on the outside. I became very Japanese on the outside. But you know what? It didn't do much for the way I thought on the inside. They could never make me Japanese on the inside. And why was that? Why was that? Because I'm a Canadian. That's right, because I grew up in a different culture and I couldn't think like a Japanese. I could be like a Japanese. I could take a bath and I could eat rice and I could bow. But inside, I wasn't really very Japanese. But then there was another special time in my life when I was copying. Somebody told me about Jesus, and that was some of the best news I'd ever heard. So then what I did was I started to follow Christians, because I'd never seen a Christian before and I didn't know any Christians. So I didn't know how to be a Christian. So I decided I'd start to copy the Christians. So instead of wearing a kimono, I started going to church. And I started reading my Bible, because I'd never read a Bible before. I'd never owned a Bible. I certainly didn't have one. And I started doing that. Something else I started doing was trying to memorize scripture. And that was something I'd never done, because I didn't know any scripture. Didn't know anything about Jesus. And I started to learn how to pray. And you know, one of the best things about that was that changed the inside of me. So it wasn't just the kimono. It was the inside. And something even better about Jesus was that he wants to be copied. Sometimes you don't want to be copied, do you? But Jesus wants to be copied. He wants us to be like him. And I learned following the Christians that Jesus was the perfect example. Absolutely perfect example. And if I copied him, I'd be more like him. And something else special about Jesus was that he gave us the Holy Spirit so that we could be more like him. And the Japanese never could do that. They could give me kimonos and they could give me chopsticks, but they could never give me the Holy Spirit inside to make me Japanese. Right? And that's one of the special things about Jesus. And I thought that was one of the best new things that I'd ever heard. And we're going to learn a little bit more about fish and following.
Hey kids, how you doing? Has anybody here ever done anything dangerous? Hands up. Hands up. What's the most dangerous thing you've ever done? Jumped off a wall! Wow! What's the most dangerous thing you ever did?
Climbed a pole of a house.
The ridge pole of a house. Oh my goodness. Anybody else? Yeah?
Putting your finger in front of a chain pole?
Oh, that's very dangerous. You don't want ever to do that. Yes. That is pretty dangerous. You don't want to be doing that. Okay, has anybody here ever done anything dangerous for Jesus? Yeah? Do you know what? When Jesus was here on earth, he invited his friends, and he invited some people to follow him. And do you know what? Following Jesus back then sometimes was pretty dangerous. And in some countries today, following Jesus is pretty dangerous. And do you know what? When Jesus asked you to follow him, he asked you because he wanted you to become like him, like a copycat that Trish was talking about. He wanted you to follow the things that he did, like being kind and nice to people. Yeah? Those are some of the things that Jesus wanted us to do. But do you know what? When Jesus was around and just after went back up to heaven. Some of the people who followed him, it was pretty dangerous. So they used to come up with this secret code. They had a secret code how to say that you were a Christian. Okay? And I know some of you here would like to be like secret spies and stuff, yeah? Well, they had a secret code to say that you were a Christian, because sometimes if you said to somebody you were a Christian, they could even kill you. Alright? Because it was so dangerous. So they had this sign that they used to draw in the sand, okay? And it was a bit like a fish. And we're talking all about fish today, okay? And we got a PowerPoint of this up on the screen. We're going to come up now soon. But I'm going to do one half. And what it was, right, was it was like a fish, okay? So we used to draw, I used to draw one line in the sand here, okay? Like this. Okay? And then somebody else was going to finish the sign. Looked like this up here. And then, I wonder, have I got any volunteers who could finish that sign? This boy here. Could you finish that sign? So it was like the ichthus fish. Wow, perfect. Do you see that? See that? Okay, he drew a sign in the sand, and it looked like a fish. And the thing was that if you drew one line and the other person didn't respond, you could just kind of rub it out with your feet and pretend you were just doodling in the sand. But if the other person drew that line, you knew that they were a Christian as well. So it was safe to talk about Jesus, and it was safe to talk to them. Yeah? We were talking about fish today, weren't we? Because Jesus often talked about fish, didn't he? And he said that he wanted people to come and follow him. And he said a funny thing. He didn't say, just come follow me. He said, come follow me, and I will make you... Does anybody remember what he said? Yeah?
Fishers of men.
Fishers of men. That's right. So he not only wanted them to follow him, he wanted them to tell people about Jesus as well. Okay? And see this fish sign? It was like, there was some symbols that went with it. And I'm going to show you them here, right? This is the ictus sign, okay? And these letters meant something. Okay, they were in, was it Greek or Latin or
Greek.
Hebrew, maybe?
Greek,
that's what it was. Okay. All right? And these meant something. They meant Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. Not Jesus Christ, God's secret sauce. Or not Jesus Christ, God's secret flavor. It was Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. And that's what those meant. And they meant fish as well, I think. All right? So, when Jesus invited Simon and the fishermen, Simon and Peter and James and John, when he invited them to come follow him, you know what? He's inviting us today to come and follow him and to follow him with everything we have. So we want to give each one of you an opportunity today to decide to follow Jesus. Okay? Now some of you might have already made that choice. Some of you might have already decided you're going to follow Jesus. And for you, it's going to be a little different because we want you to think of somebody you know who doesn't follow Jesus or who doesn't know Jesus. And maybe you could tell them about Jesus. And maybe even you could invite them to come to next month's family service. Wouldn't that be fabulous if all the girls and boys here today invited a friend to come to the family service next time, in a month's time? Yeah? And you had all your friends here and they were learning about Jesus as well and having fun dancing and singing. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool? Yes, it would. Yes. Yeah. So, we have some invites here. Okay. And I'm going to give one of these to each one of you. And I wonder, could some of the older boys...
Blaze.
Could Blaze, guys, come up and give me a hand giving out these, okay? So, I gave some to you. Some to you. Okay, you need to sit down. Just Blaze, the guys who are in Blaze. All right? Okay? Now, sit down. Go and get an invite, okay? So these are an invite for you. If you want to decide to follow Jesus today, you can write down your name. Have we got some pens? Okay? And Blaze, when you're finished out giving out the invites, maybe you could come back and get some pens and give them to somebody. Give them all to those people as well. Okay? So you can give out the pens. It's great. Okay? Now, has everybody got an invite? We have some left. Maybe some of the mums and dads could have one. Oh, he's got an invite. That's great. Okay, now. So if you've already decided to follow Jesus, maybe you could put a name of a friend that you want to invite to the next family service on your sheet. Or if you want to follow Jesus, if you want to decide to follow Jesus, you put your own name there. Okay? Now. And all of the mums and dads, right? You don't get off scot-free here either. Okay, I want you to have a think about this too. Okay? Do you know what? No matter how old we are, we're called to be fishers of men and women, aren't we? Jesus calls us all to be fishers of men and women. So what I want you to do during this time is I want you to think about one person you know who you would love to get to know Jesus. Think of one person you know who you would love to know Jesus. Think about how you might be a part of helping them discover just how amazing Jesus is. And actually, you know, what Jesus has done for you. Think about what Jesus has done for you in your life, and how wouldn't that be amazing if he did that for somebody else, one of your friends? Okay, so you don't have a piece of paper, but in your minds, just be thinking about that. And maybe this week or next week, if you get an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus, or to invite them maybe to church for maybe the conference that's coming up at the end of the month, maybe you could invite them to that. Yeah? Could be thinking about somebody. So I think we're going to have some quieter music now. We have a quiet song called You Made the Stars. And if we play that while the mums and dads are thinking about somebody and maybe praying for somebody. You could be praying for somebody who doesn't know Jesus. And some of the boys and girls, maybe you could be thinking of somebody you want to invite the next. Oh, you hold on to that. You hold on to that, Ethan. Good boy. Okay, so, Dave, whenever you're ready, you made the stars.
Each one in the song.
Yeah, okay.
So, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come now and that you would just prompt us, Lord, to pray for those people who you would love to know you. Lord, I pray that you'd give us the courage to be fishers of men and women.
Holy Spirit, come and help us at this time. Duty this morning. Graham, good man, get your gang together. Thank you so much. So just while we're listening to that song. Great. Now, guys, what I want us to do, just to finish up this morning, is I want to challenge us to maybe together, corporately, we could pray out loud for that person we've been thinking about, that person that we want to know Jesus, because Jesus wants to know that person. And maybe we could all do that together, yeah, at the same time, and yeah, we could just really call out to God to save that person, and that help, ask God maybe to help us to have the courage to tell them about Jesus, and maybe to invite them to the conference or invite them to a service here. Okay, so I'm going to start off, and I just want everybody to join in together. Okay, so we'll start now. So Jesus, I thank you for my dad, and I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bless him, God. I pray that you would, that you would call him, God. I pray that you would soften his heart to you, God. I pray that you would encourage him, Jesus. I pray that you would put somebody in his life, that he would come in contact with Christians, God, and that he would know your love for him, that he would know your compassion for him. I pray, God, that you would rescue him. I pray, God, for your mercy and for your grace for those people, God. Give us the courage to invite these people to come to church, to hear about you. Jesus, give us the words, the wisdom, Lord, to know when and how to put it, God. Pray that, Holy Spirit, you would really give us that, just that urge to want people to know you, Jesus. Thank you for the wonderful things that you've done in each one of our lives.